listening to the Cornerstone Church Weekly Podcast. You can find us online at cornerstoneaberdeen.com.
Take your Bibles, please. Real quick, sorry, I know we're about to transition here, but because we meet every other week for youth group, we want to make sure that we announce for all of our youth here. We do have youth group tonight at 6 o'clock. And there's that. I just want to make sure that that was said real quick. Thank you, guys. And if you need a ride, we can provide rides or whatever it might be. Thank you.
For many of you this morning, the Bible passage that we're going to look into is very, very familiar. So without further delay, I want you to turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 43. We're going to look at two verses, the 18th and the 19th verse. In this one chapter, this familiar passage of scripture, I want to read it really carefully for you, and then I want to unpack to you some things that maybe you haven't realized from this passage of scripture. It says in God's word this: remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Here's what the Lord says. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I think we waste a lot of time looking backwards. There's a kind of looking back that we need to connect with in order to move forward. I realize that. And then there is a kind of past that entrenches us, causes us to get stuck. In the world around us, and in particular the church community, we have voices for spiritual growth and well-being, and these voices are almost unanimous. They call us to look into our past so we can do better in the future. And a skilled counselor, it's my opinion, can lead us into freedom from all kinds of anxieties. But it is another thing to live in the past, where it becomes a bondage in our life. And I really want to spend most of my time on that side of the spectrum. God's word through Isaiah is clear on this. God says, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. So apart from the lessons that we have learned, there's nothing to gain staring in your rear view mirror. The verse we read says, behold, I'm doing a new thing. And now it springs forth. And God asks the question, do you perceive it? You see, I think God wants us on his newness program. And this shouldn't come as much of a surprise, because the creator of the universe is constantly in a creation mode. He's a builder, and he's building. His resurrection power can change every circumstance that he chooses to touch. So I want to ask you this morning, can you perceive the new thing? Are you able to see your new thing that God wants to do in your life? Come on, church. You got to understand, God wants to do something new in you. But what's holding you back? What's keeping you from engaging the fullness of God? That's the question. It's not, the hang-up's not with God. How many know? It's his desire to do a new thing. So are you discerning the opportunities? Are you mindful of the opportunities and open doors that are springing forth from his hand? Sadly, not every one who follows Jesus has eyes to see his newness. If you're busy looking over your shoulder in regret, or you're fixated on if only, you're going to be blindsided by God's new thing. And you're going to miss it altogether. And I don't want any of us in this house of Cornerstone Church to miss what God has for us. But we've all made choices that we would like to change, I'm sure. And no amount of remorse can rewind back that clock of our lives. It's better, tell them, come on, church, it's better for us to repent where we haven't repented and to lay a hold of God's new thing. It's better to do that. The Apostle Paul in the New Testament got this. And I want you to see how he handled his past. Because he had some pretty bad stuff in his past. Help me. Do you understand? He was a murderer. Do you understand? He opposed God. Jesus had to knock him off his high horse and make it clear to him that he wasn't aligning with God, but he was actually opposing God. So Paul had a past. But how did Paul handle his past? Here's what Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 3. He says this, "One thing I do, forgetting what lies behind." Wow. And he says, "I'm straining forward to do to what lies towards the goal." Paul knew that if he was going to lay a hold of the purpose for which Christ laid hold of him, he was going to have to forget some things. And God wants you to do the same. However, there are two things to keep in mind. You have to keep this in the back of your mind. The first is God has a purpose for you. You got to know that. You're not just a human floating around the planet waiting to die. God has a purpose for you. And secondly, in order to fulfill that purpose, you may have to take care of some business. Those are the two things that we've got to come to terms with in our life. Remember, God is faithfully working all things together for good. Do you know that? That's Bible. God is continually in a redemptive mode. He's always changing things, redeeming things. That includes everything that's happened in your life. including every step forward and every backward stumble that we have ever made in our life. Jesus is at work redeeming the time. Now, these are being used by God to form His Son in you. And this will allow God to prepare you for what He wants to do now in your life. That is, perhaps there's a pattern of sin in your life that He wants to address. Maybe an addiction that you're battling. Maybe you're trapped in a fearful anxiety or a relational heartbreak that you cannot seem to get to a better place. Now, here's what I want to say to you. If you stare too long in this rearview mirror, you may feel like it's now very hopeless. Or there is no way out of this. Or you could be saying, my life isn't what I thought it would be. Or even I've made it worse with my choices, which results in I'm too far gone for God's new thing in my life. That's the way our human mind processes things. But here's what I would like to declare to you. God is very, very, very patient. He's patient with you. He's been patient with me. So I can tell you, He's patient with you. He's not keeping tabs on how many times you've messed up in a relationship or fallen into some kind of sin. He knows everything about you. From A to Z. And He's acutely aware of how you are stuck and your inability to pull yourself out. I want you to check this out. He says to you this morning, October 27, 2024, I will make a way in the wilderness. And rivers in the desert. He's telling you that this morning. God is basically saying there's no wilderness that is a match for Him. He says, I will make rivers in the most impossible places. And I will lift you out of that mire and pour new life into your parched spirit. God is saying, just trust me. Just trust me. And He says He will make a way where there is no way. Because He can transform a lifeless desert into a life-giving opportunity. And we can bank on that because we serve a living Savior. And everything He touches, He makes new. Isn't that good news? So this morning, it would be a good thing for you to trade your past wilderness for His new thing. That'd be a good deal. Can I ask you, what might your wilderness look like? Well, I'm going to propose a few. And maybe we can glean from these proposals. It's not going to come up to you as a surprise. It's there right in black and white in the notes that you were given. So let me get to the first. Here's what your past wilderness could look like. And maybe a lot of you are struggling with this. The first being longings of the past. There's a kind of longing for the past that we often want to stay attached to. Yep, that's how it goes sometimes. The rewinds in your mind. Things that you're attached to and you keep going back to. And somehow that's feeding your soul, you think. But it's really not feeding your soul. It's killing you. You're attached to something of the past. And it could be harmful. It even could be sinful in your life. Because anything that keeps us from God is a sin. I think of Lot's wife. Remember her in the Bible? She was attached to her past. So much the case, when God was providing deliverance and freedom and a new life for her, something caused her to turn and look back. And when she looked back, how many know what happened? She turned into a pillar of salt. That wasn't a good deal. You might be holding onto something in your past that you too don't want to let go of. That could be your problem. The consequences are deadly for you. It's like being tied to a lead ball. And you find yourself sinking. You're stuck in the past. And you'll never fulfill God's purpose until you let go. Now, I want to say it this way. That's on you. That's a you thing. I can't help you. Nobody can help you. You have to be the guy that's going to let go of the past. So the first thing that we've got to address are the longings of the past. And realize they could very well have a hold on our lives. That's a detriment. That's not a good thing. That's keeping us from the new thing that God wants to do in and through us. The second that I want to propose to you is despair of the past. When I was putting this thing together, this message together, I thought of the fact that our past can have a haunting effect on our life. And it may mean you need deliverance from that. You need a divine intervention because that too is keeping you from moving forward. Despair. It'll impede, stop, shut down your ability to fulfill your calling and purpose in God. And you might need help with this. We offer prayer here Sunday mornings. I'm glad Healing Place is coming up on Saturday because that'd be a great place for you to deal with this thing of despair in your past. Because that's keeping you from fulfilling your purpose. You can't be stuck there. It's not a good thing. There are bigger and better things for you to embrace with your life than being stuck in despair. Let me give you the third here this morning, and that is to be trapped in your past. A trap is designed to render you immobile. A trap will ensnare you. I'm going to tell you a story from my past. And I don't want you to look at me and say, man, he must have been an old guy. He's an old guy. Well, on my birth certificate, my dad's occupation is listed as a mink farmer. How many know what a mink farmer is? How many don't know what a mink farmer is? Well, let me go back to my roots, okay? My dad raised mink. It's a little tiny animal. How many remember mink fur coats? Remember the day? Of course you do. It was just last week. But he'd also take me on his mink trails where he had traps to ensnare these animals. Why did he use traps? Well, shooting a mink is a bloodied thing. You know what I mean? You get blood on the hide, and that cut the value of the hide. But if you could trap a mink, it would eventually succumb and die. And there wouldn't be any blood involved. The mink would be in pristine shape and order. Because the trap is designed to render you immobile. And consequently, it'll eventually cause you to die. And you in your life may need to be freed from the traps of your past. The enemy has set traps for you. And sometimes you've bit. Sometimes you've put your foot in the wrong place. Sometimes you've made a decision and the enemy has ensnared you and you've been entrapped in your past. And some of you can't get out of it right now. You need somebody to come along and free you from the trap, because the trap is overpowering you. Again, this is an area where you're going to need help from someone. Prayer team, fellow believers, people who care for you and don't want you to die spiritually and miss God's assignment and purpose for your life. That's why we need community. That's why you need the church. A lot of people don't. They've got it in their heads. They don't need the family of God. It's another trick of the enemy to keep people ensnared and trapped. And what I'm saying this morning, you can be trapped in your past and not able to fulfill God's purpose. I want you to do some examining of your heart this morning. Because God has promised you a new thing. There's not a one in this place here today that cannot experience the new thing that God has for you. It's a new day. It's a new hour. It's a new season in God. And God is pouring out of His Spirit in a great and wonderful way. And you can be the benefactor of that. You can tap into that. You can be in the flow. You can be in the middle of the river, so to speak. That's on you. However, our past. It's a wilderness. What are you doing about your wilderness today? Because if you don't deal with it, your Christian life is going to be miserable. Because it's going to be out of sync with God. How many have been in a friendship relationship with someone and you finally came to terms with the fact, you know, we're not thinking the same. We're out of sync. That's why the Bible says, don't be unequally yoked together. Darkness with light. That's why you can't be super intimate with unbelievers. You can have unbelieving friends, but you can't have deep, deep relationships with unbelievers because you're on different pages. That's why we can't live in the degradation of our past. We need to experience God's newness and lay a hold of what He's doing and partner with God, align our will with God. We prayed that prayer today. I'm just adding substance to the kind of prayer that you prayed earlier this morning. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead. How many know that was a pretty powerful event? While Jesus hung on the cross, can I remind you? There were a lot of miraculous things that took place. That huge curtain in the temple was rent from top to bottom. I mean, talk about a repair job that needed to happen after that took place. Graves opened. Dead people walking the streets of Jerusalem. Wow. That's not all. Came dark. Midday. When it should be the brightest, it was the darkest. God intervened in a miraculous way. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead can work His newness in our life and in our circumstances. So I want you this morning to bring that dry, difficult, despair-inducing place in your life to the Lord. And I want you to ask Jesus to breathe over your life. Newness, purpose, favor, blessing, right standing, confidence. That's what you need to experience in God. And not walk around this county with your head hung down in despair, looking in your rear view mirror. What you got to do is simply invite Him to make a way in your wilderness. And He'll do it with His living newness of purpose. And then it's quite simple. Don't look back. Keep moving forward. Keep pressing on. Some of you are going to do this readily. Some of you are going to have skid marks around where you're standing. I'll love you still, even with the skid marks. But it's so much better for us to willingly place ourselves under the goodness of God. Let him finish what he's begun in us. Stand to your feet. Let's pray. And rightfully deal with our past. We're going to extend for you an opportunity to come and pray with our prayer team. And then I've already mentioned twice already in this service, Saturday, the healing place. It's my third opportunity to help you with that ministry, to sow into you some meaningful change in your life. But let's look to Jesus about this wilderness called our past. Oh, by the way, we all have a past. The best in the Bible have had a past. They've had a past. Some of them stayed in their past. Some of them in the Bible broke out of their past. My prayer for you is break out of your past into the newness that God has for you. Lord, we look to you right now. And I'm going to pray for my brothers, my sisters in this house, to make a break with their negative past. Whether it's some kind of attachment, a yearning or a longing that somehow feeds their soul. It's like a soul tie thing. Lord, I'm asking that people in this room will make a break. Make a choice to let go. Where there's despair, that is haunting people, I'm speaking deliverance in the name of Jesus over that area in the lives of your children. For those who somehow have put their foot in a trap, it's ensnared them, it's designed to kill them, I'm praying, Lord, that each and every one of us will come to our senses about these traps. And I'm praying, Lord, that you will break open the trap and set your people free to live their life for the intended purpose for which you have called them. So we just simply give our past to you, our wilderness to you. And this morning we choose to look and put our face forward and believe you for the great things that you have promised to each person in this house. Till the last breath that we take, Lord, we're going to live in a mode of serving your purpose and seeing your kingdom extended wherever we have influence, because that's the agenda of heaven and we want to embrace that agenda, not the enemy's agenda. So I lift my friends to you right now, Lord Jesus, and ask that you'd instill hope and purpose for your name's sake. Amen. Prayer team, come. If you want special prayer, you need it, on the issue of your past. Maybe some of these areas need to be broken. These guys will help you. It's so good to see you in the house of the Lord today. It's great to be in the presence of the Holy Spirit. What a powerful worship time. But you can leave today with full assurance that God's got you on a course. It's a good course. And He'll help you stay that course. Amen? Some of you need to go. Your kids are waiting for you. And they've worn your teachers out completely. You need to rescue our teachers. God bless you. Go in Jesus' name.
Listening to the Cornerstone Church Weekly Podcast. You can find us online at cornerstoneaberdeen.org.